Be'ez Hashem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, and the laws of the Karban Pesach, and the Sefer Karbanos, and the laws of individual Karbanos. In this Perek, the Rambam discusses, continuing the theme of the previous Perek regarding the laws of Tumah as it applies to Karban Pesach, but a unique halacham of one specific Tumah, that when it relates to the public of the Jewish people, the majority, it actually overrides the problem about Tumah, and actually they will bring the Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah. As Rambam begins halacha Aleph, the contrast between Tumah's mess and that of other Tumahs. Halacha Aleph, Rabbim show you Tamei Mesa B'Pesach Rishon. If a majority, if there are many people that are Tamei from a dead person by the first Karban Pesach, so it depends. Im Hoyu Mirakal, even if it's many, but if it's the minority of the Jewish people, Hade'elu Nitchel Pesach Sheni, so then they get pushed off to the second Karban Pesach, Kishar Tameim, like we spoke about in the previous Perek, like other Tamei, like Zavim, Zavis, Tamei, Sheretz, Nevelim, where the halacha is that they never do the first Karban Pesach in the state of Tumah, rather they get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Avo. And this is the unique halacha. Im ha yureva kol tamei meis, if, and specifically, if the majority of the Jewish people would tamei from a dead person, oy shoya hakahanim, or even if just the priests, oy klei shoros, or the service vessels that they used, were tamei, were impure, because you can't do the avodah of the Karban Pesach without kahanim, without klei shoros. So if they're tamei from tumas mes, from contact with a dead person, einem nitchen, they're not going to get pushed up to Pesach Sheni. The kriba kulam pesach b'tumah, rather they're all going to bring the karban pesach in the state of tumah. Hatmeim imatar, the tummy people with the tar people. Kishneimet says in the pasuk b'midbar, v'hi anoshim, and that the men ashahoyu tameim lenefesh odin, that were impure from coming in contact with the soul of a person. That it says anoshim, which are yichidim nitchem, only individuals get pushed off. But ve'ein atziba nitchem, but the public, the entire Jewish people, they don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Now, the dove is zebetumas and mesbulbad. This is specifically like the pasuk says lenefesh odin. If it became tummy from a dead person, that's when it gets pushed off when the yechidim, but don't get pushed off when it's the tzibur. That's specifically for the tumas mes. Like we explained, the laws of entering the beis hamikdash, peregdal halachi at beis. Now, getting into more specifics and more complicated cases, halacha beis. Let's say hoyu hakol mechzatar mechzat tameimis. Let's say it was half and half. Half were pure and half were tummy from a dead person. So kulam ma'isim berishon. They're all going to bring it by the first Pesach, but unlike the first halacha that we said, everyone's going to do it in the state of Tumah. Here, the Torah people do it for themselves in the state of purity. And the Tumah people, they do it by themselves in the state of Tumah. The reason for that is because they both have a halacha as the majority, so they're both going to do it Tumah in the state of Tumah, like as if the majority that doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, and Tumah can do it in the state of purity, and they don't become nullified to the Tumah because they both they're not minorities, which them both have as the majority. And those who do it in the state of Tumah, they also even in the state of Tumah, because the whole purpose of the Karban Pesach was only that it should be eaten. So if we're doing it, it's even for eating. Now, but if let's say those who are Tumah from a dead person are more than the Torah people, even by one person, that's the majority, then Yasu Kul Matumah, they're all going to do it then in the state of Tumah. Halacha Gimel. Let's say the men themselves were 50-50. Half were Tumah Mes, half were Torah. But when you include the women in the counting of the men, you had rave tahirim, then it turns out the majority will be pure, because more women were tahar than not. So then the halacha is like this. Those who are tahar bring the first Karban Pesach, because the majority are tahar, so then you can't do it in a state of tumah. But those who are tahar, they don't bring not the Karban Pesach, not the Pesach Sheni. Why? As Rama explains, in this region, they don't do the first one, Neshemiut, because the women in the first Karban Pesach are obligated, are chayva. So they combine with the men for the senses that the Reva Tar. Now, a minority of the people cannot do it in the state of Tumah, so they don't do Pesach Rishon. But the Inus Pesach Sheni, why don't they do Pesach Sheni? Nishan Noshim Basheni, because the women regarding Pesach Sheni is actually Rishon, is actually voluntary, as Ram says in Perikei, Halacha Ches. So they don't combine with the men to make it a majority. So the Nimtza comes out, Hatamei Mechza, that regarding Pesach Sheni, that really the Tamei will only half. Ovei Mechza is Pesach Sheni. When it's half, they don't bring Pesach Sheni, because not a minority. A minority would do Pesach Sheni. If you consider them in contrast to the women, they're minority. But you don't consider the women for the census of the second Pesach. So therefore it comes out that they really will half. And half doesn't do it, but Pesach Sheni. So they don't do not Rishon, not Sheni. Halacha Dal. Let's see how you rave hakol. Let's say the majority of the Jewish people were zavim, those who have these discharge, umitzadam, umitzaris, or bailanidis, and those who had beer with nidis, where they don't bring it by the first Pesach because that was only permitted even by the majority of the Kehillah, only by Tumas Mes, as we said in Alcha Aleph. But they also don't do it by Pesach Sheni, because a Tzibur, which it's the majority of the Kehillah that has this, doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So if you have the majority that are these types of Tumas, Umiyutim Tmei Mes, and the minority of them are Tumas Mes, so Isim Tmei Mes, those who are Tumas Mes, I mean, those Mitzaram and Zavim, we said they don't do either one. But the Tmei Mes also, they don't do it by the first one, because they're the minority. We said the only Tumas Mes they could do it Pesach Rishon is when the majority. And they don't do Pesach Sheni either. Why? Because individuals only bring Pesach Sheni, only when, because they're the minority, and the majority were tar, and they did it by the first Karban Pesach. But since the majority of Jewish people didn't do it by the first one, because the majority was Zav, Mitzvah, and Belenidus, so these Tmei Mes, which you would think, okay, it should be one or the other, no, they don't do it the first one because they're not the Tzibur, and they don't do it by the second one, because the second one is only if a Mir of Tmei Mes, and the rest of Klai Yisrael did it by the first one. Here they didn't do it by the first one. So Tmei Mes don't do either one. Halacha hei. Hayudreva called Tmei Mes. Let's say the majority of the Jewish people were Tamei from a dead person. Umiyutim Zavim Akiyitzim, and the minority of them were Zavim, or things like that, like we said, the Mitzvah and Bailinidis. So Tmei Mes, Ois Meserishin, those are Tamei from a dead person, they do it by the first Karban Pesach, because again, the majority of the Jewish people are Tmei Mes. Then we say they do it by the first time. Now those, the Zavin, all those like that, they don't do neither one, the first or the second one. Why? They don't do by the first one, because even if we said if the majority were Zavin, we still wouldn't do it, because you don't override for the Tzibur, only Tumah of a dead person. But neither do they do by Pesach Sheni, because you don't bring your carbon by Pesach Sheni, Elam Boharishon Betahara. Only if the first one was a normal carbon Pesach, which was done in the state of purity, then the minority, whatever they are, Zavim or Tmei Mes, they'll do a Pesach Sheni. Avnas Harishon Betum, but if the first one was brought because most of the Tzibur were Tameim and they do it in the state of Tumah, Ain Shem Pesach Sheni, there's no Pesach Sheni. So the Zavim who couldn't bring it by the first one, even though it was being done in the state of Tumah, they can't bring it neither the second one either. Halachavav. Hayishlisha called Tahirim. Let's say a third of the Jewish people were Tar. Ushlish Zavim Kiyitzim, a third of them were Zavim and things like that. Ushlish Tmei Mes, and a third were this category of Tmei Mes. So Isim Tmei Mes, those are Tmei Mes. Ein Isim Mes Rishon, Lesh Hashem, they're not going to do either one of the Karban Pesachs, as the Rambam explains. Ein Isim Rishon, they don't do the first one. Sharei Him Mu'atim Legabe Tahirim Ima Zavim. Ultimately, the category of the Tmei Mes are only a third out of the other two-thirds, where the other two-thirds are the Tahirim with the Zavim. So therefore, a minority of Tmei Mes, we said they don't do it in the state of Tumah. They only do it in the state of Tumah if they're the majority. They're not majority, so they get pushed up to Pesach Sheni. The problem is the B'Sheni Layasu, neither do they do it by the Pesach Sheni. Shari Miud Us B'Rishin, because you only had a minority of the Jewish people doing it by the first Pesach, because only a third of the Jewish people were Tar. The other third was Zavim. So only minority did it by the first one. K'mishran, like we explained in Halacha Dalad, where individuals don't do Pesach Sheni only if the most majority did by the first one. So they're not going to bring Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Now, says Rambam, Ketzer Mesharim HaPesach, how do you evaluate the Karban Pesach later to know Im Roiva Kol Tamei Motar? He's saying it depends if the majority or Tamei or Tar. How do you evaluate this census? So actually, Im Mesharim HaChaloichim, you don't evaluate based on all the people that are eating the Karban Pesach, which is all the actual Jews that are eating it, because you don't. Why? Because you could actually have 20 people counted on one Karban Pesach, and they're going to be sending it with one person to slaughter for them, and therefore those other 19 people are not even entering to the Azara. And we're considering here regarding the people in the Azara for the Tumah, rather we evaluate it based on all those who are entering into the courtyard on this Erev Pesach, while they're still on the outside, before that first group ever enters in, because there's three groups that it's done in, then we evaluate. We want to see who's coming today, not whoever's going to eat. And we evaluate whether it be men, women, see who's coming. And we say, that majority is Tahar, then again, the Tumah Mes get pushed off. If the majority of Tumah Mes, then they're all going to do it in the state of Tumah today in the Pesach Rishon. Halacha Zayin. Yochad Shenitma B'Sveik Rishusa Yochad. Let's say an individual that became Tumah in a doubtful Tumah in a private domain. Like it's explained in its place in Perek Tezvav, that the halacha is that Safek is treated as Tumah, as we learn from the laws of Saita. So we treat this individual as tameh. So how is he dochel pesach sheni? So he gets pushed off to the pesach sheni. Keshart tameh is like all of the definitive people that became tameh from a dead person. But tzibur shenit le besveig rishos yachad. And therefore, if the tzibur becomes tameh from also a dad of rishos yachad, yasukom b'tumah. They all go during the state of tameh as if, because that's the halacha, as if a definitive tameh mess where the tzibur then does it by the first pesach rishon. Halacha Ches continues regarding the laws of eating the karm pesach as it relates to this idea of tumah. Pesach shekrivu b'tumah. So if you have a karm pesach, there was sacrifice in the state of tumah. As we said, we have that dispensation. Raisin nachal b'tumah, then it's eaten in the state of tumah. The reason for that is shemitchilas lebo elachila. The whole purpose of the karm pesach was that it should be eaten by the seder night. So in contrast to all other karbanos tzibur, even if we bring it in the state of tumah, it's not eaten in the state of tumah because it's not primarily for the eating. Here, it's primarily for the eating. It could be eaten in the state of tumah too. Now, ve'in nachal lechol tameh. However, it cannot be eaten by any tumah person. Only by someone who became tummy from a dead person, which we said that this tumah becomes pushed away for the mitzvah of eating the Karm Pesach. Or anything that's similar to that, which a person became tummy from coming in contact with an external source of tumah. But regarding those who are tummy from a tumah that comes out from their body, like we've been mentioning these categories, zavim, bezavis, which are the male and the female, which different types of discharges, but a certain tumah that comes to them from that discharge, or nidus, a menstruating woman, which is her period, the eldest, and the woman who gave birth, which is something from her body, mitzirom, and mitzras, which is on the person's body, those people cannot eat from the karm pesach in the state of tumah. But if they did, peturim, they're going to be exempt, as we learn that from psukim. Now, mepiashmu lamdu, because from tradition they learned like this, shanechal tahayim, that which is eaten for those that are tahar, meaning if the karm pesach was brought in the state of tahara, then a person would be liable for eating in the state of tumah. But vanechal atmeim, that which is eaten by those who are tumah, meaning karm pesach, where the most of the tzibur became tumah, where we could bring it for them. So even those who are not allowed to, like we said, the zav mezavus needs the yaldzim mitzuram, but in chayom lam shum tumah, they're not going to be liable for this for eating in the state of tumah. And afilochlo tumei ames meyamurum shaloi. Even if those who are tumah from a dead person eat from the sacrificial parts of the carbon in the state of tumah, which that was never permitted, the emurim, it's only for the meal of karm pesach. Still, that would extend the peturin that from the fact that we permit the tumah of basar, it's also going to permit even the tumah of the emurim that they're not going to be liable. Now, but medvam murim shal pesach yochel b'tumah. But when did we say this? The karm pesach could be eaten in the state of tumah. Is kishenit muhatzibur koyim zrikas adam. Only if the tzibur became tumah before the blood of the karm pesach was sprayed. But if let's say they became tummy after the blood of karm was sprayed, where we never had that dispensation that this karm pesach being brought in the state of tumah, it's just that now they're tummy, so then they cannot eat the karm pesach. The karm pesach was already brought, so they already fulfilled the obligation. Now in the state of tummy, now they eat the karm pesach. It's only if you became tummy beforehand, where the Torah says, oh, okay, look, we have to bring in the state of tumah, then we can allow you to eat in the state of tumah. Now, Halacha Tes qualifies this further, shechatu b'ta'ara. Let's say they were tar when the karm pesach was slaughtered. Now, the majority of the tzibur then became tummy before the blood was sprayed. Again, if it's after, they cannot eat it. We're talking about when they became tummy after the shechita, but before the zrika. So, zarek es adam, so you could spray the blood, because obviously we say that that could be done in the state of tumah. But the pesach le'achol, but the karm pesach rabbinically cannot be eaten. Why? Because here it's a rabbinic decree. Shema yidmu acha zrika, because it's very close, it's like already the shechita was done, it's just before the zrika, after the zrika. Maybe the following year, they become tummy right after the blood was sprayed. And they're going to eat in the state of tumah because they're going to say, what do you mean, last year didn't become tummy after the shechita and we ate it? Now also we're going to eat it. Now they're not going to realize that last year, by the time the blood was sprayed, they had already been tummy. And that's considered Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, where they're allowed to eat in the state of tumah. But now that they were tar at the time of the Zrikas Adam, that's not considered Pesach HaBa B'Tumah, and it's forbidden for them to eat it afterwards if they became tummy after that in the state of tumah. So rabbinically, you cannot. But if they became tummy before even the shechita, then they would be able to. Let's say the service vessel in the Beis Hamikdash were tummy from a dead sheretz or things similar to that, where since that vessel touches a sheretz, that makes the vessel, the sheretz is avatama, makes the sheretz, makes the kli into a vladatama, which only could contaminate food items, it cannot contaminate a person, because a person only becomes tummy from an avatama. So since it wouldn't make the person tummy, the service vessel, let's explain in its place later on, Hilchos Tumas Meis and Perikei Halacha Zayin. So even though the service vessel, however, will make the meal of the Karm Pesach tummy, still that doesn't allow us to now do the Karm Pesach in the state of tumah for all those who are tummy. No, only those who are tar will make it and eat it, meaning if it's not the majority of the Jewish people. if it's only the surface vessels. Afa pishahu, even though the meat is going to be tame. Why? What's the difference? Mutav she'ocha betumas basar, better that it eaten just if the meat is tame. She belov, which is just a negative prohibition, and not to allow even the greater if the people themselves who have the tumah in their own body, which shame bakaris, which that's the punishment of karis. So although when it's the majority of the tzibur we let it, but when it's the kli sharis, where it's only tumah from a sheretz, where it's not going to be tumah in the people, only the meat, so then that doesn't allow us this dispensation, and therefore again we won't qualify it as the halacha of Reva Tzibur, that then they could do it in the state of Tumah. It's just going to allow us, for the Tahar people, to do it in the state of the Tumas Basar. But to allow us to have those who are Tumas Akov, that wouldn't allow us, because that's not something that's necessary to be done, unconscious when the majority of the Jewish people are Tumas in their Tumah body, so then the majority are. But if it's only the Kli Sharis, so again, that's only something that's only one level, and that's only led up for eating Tumas Basar, and that's being extended. But regarding the tumas of the people's bodies, if it's not the majority, that doesn't let them eat the Karban Pesach that year.